Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Take It or Leave It, an advice-ish podcast. Parenting stuff is what we talk about. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Meredith. And this podcast will discuss all things marriage, motherhood, and everything in between. But don't think anything that we say is actual advice, because any advice we give,
you could take or leave. On today's episode, we're talking gerbils, smart pads, crystals, and aliens.
Great.
I made all of that up.
Oh, I was really excited about gerbils.
But did you know that there's a rumor that Richard Gere put a paper towel tube in his back door and let a gerbil crawl up?
Yeah, but how would it get all the way in?
Because it's open with a tunnel.
No, that can't be true.
Paper towel roll.
No, I can't. Why did we open with a gerbil in Richard Gere's ass? Can I ask that?
Because I said it and then I had to back it up.
Oh, he backed it up.
Talk about it.
He backed it up.
And it was the only gerbil fact that I had.
Okay, well, that was a really gross way to start the episode.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Somebody said it's too early for this. You're not wrong. My apologies.
It's too early for gerbil ass eating.
No.
Never too early for that.
Okay, but it's never too early for putting coffee up there, Meredith. We could talk about that all day, but gerbil is crossing a line.
I feel like a coffee enema is a bit safer than a gerbil. Okay, everybody's like, I'm going to puke up my breakfast. Can we move on? Look, all right. Well, so anyway, welcome to the podcast. We have been desperately trying to get our lives right in terms of the podcast and making sure that we're on time, which never happens, that we're prepared, which never happens.
I mean, are we desperately trying, really?
I am. I feel like I really am.
This was you all morning. Hello, hello. Hello, hello. Hello, hello.
Do you know what the fix was? I had two cords that were in the wrong slot. All I had to do was uncross them and put them back in.
I just can't stand you. Mm. It's fine. It was a fun learning experience. Not I was really. Simultaneously trying to calculate monthly expenses.
Yeah, I saw you over there budgeting.
Yeah, well, it's the first of the month. So that means I have to pay, and I want to make sure I'm not paying more than I have to pay. So I have to look at my bank account, and I hate it, and it stresses me out.
The second of the month?
Whatever. Yes, whatever.
Okay.
I'm late.
So did anybody else see the lights in the sky on Halloween that looked like a strand of lights that had like 15 consecutive lights in a row? Did you see that?
Well, I saw, I don't know if it's the same one, but I saw four. It was four, and it looked like sperms falling really fast, and then they stopped. And there was two separate camera angles, and the one camera angle was the guy yelling at it, Sarah, get out here. Sarah, is that the one you're talking about?
No, I saw it with my two eyes. I was standing in my driveway, and I looked up. And I was like, what the hell is that? And Dave looked.
Did you get a video?
I didn't get a video. I was just standing there like dumbstruck.
Gosh! Meredith.
What?
For the first time in your life, you don't have your phone in your hand. And when you see a UFO, I'm so pissed.
Listen, everybody says it's Starlink. But
I'm devastated.
I watched it go in and out of the clouds, and it did this funky, like, weird pattern of like it wasn't straight. It was like a loop-de-loop of a zigzaggy thing. And it was going all over the place, and it was popping in and out of clouds. And I wasn't the only one. Dave saw it, and these people that were riding their kids around on their golf cart trick-or-treating saw it. And I was like, that's not a plane. And then Dave was like, it's probably Starlink. And I'm like, why would it look like that? But I don't
know. Starlink?
The Elon Musk satellite.
That's just what they want you to think. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm so disappointed, but that's okay. Just can you next time?
Yeah.
I'd like to see it.
Yeah, well, it was a sight to behold.
So on the one that I was talking about, just imagine like four sperms of light.
Sorry, that got
weird.
Are
you okay?
Yeah.
Was it the sperm?
No, there was a weird in my headphones.
Okay. Four sperms of light dashing towards the earth and then stopping and just floating, right? So there's these two different camera angles and people are like, oh my gosh, because then sometimes two of the lights went close to each other and then went apart. Somebody said that they're skydivers who put like fireworks on their ankles or something, some kind of like... It's probably not a firework, but like some lighted thing on their ankles. For real, this lady in the comments was a skydiver who had done it.
Oh.
And said that it's something that they do. And so they're falling, right, really fast. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly they stop and just float. And that's when their parachute is released, is what she was saying. But they were arguing about it in the comments because people were like, I know an alien when I see one.
Oh, right.
And then this other lady was like, no, it's skydivers.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, of course, it could be a bunch of different things. But this was the first time I ever saw the string of lights in the sky. But then when I did Google it, people are like, oh, yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that. I've seen that. So it wasn't uncommon.
Dude.
Yeah. I thought for sure, I was like, they're coming. They chose Halloween. Holy crap, that's amazing. Couldn't have planned it better. Couldn't have written it myself. And it wasn't, because I woke up the next day not being explored by an alien's device. And
ew.
My day went on, you know?
Everybody's yelling that I'm not live on my supporter page. I know.
I tried multiple times.
Just Meredith, I have a friend question.
Uh-huh.
Before I have a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
I just got a text from Tax Savers.
Okay.
It said, morning,
ooh,
semicolon. There was a vehicle purchase in May of 2022. Can you please forward the purchase paperwork to us?
Yep.
What?
Yeah. We had to do that.
First of all, I don't even know what they're talking about.
You bought a
second of
a car?
Did I? I don't remember. Is it mine or is it Drew's? Because Drew's is in the business name. Would that be the one she's referring to?
Yeah, that'd be my guess.
So then he would have the paperwork.
Yes.
Are they doing my personal taxes or my business taxes?
They're probably working on both, but either way, if you purchased a car, because same as us, we bought a car. Dave bought
it. I can't remember when I got the Atlas. I guess I'll just ask him. I really would rather not.
I know. I'm sorry. But you don't even have to talk to him. Just send him a text.
It's still very...
I know.
Triggering. Sorry for yelling. But
yeah,
I had to text him today already about finances. And I miss the good old days of a breakup when you would just break up and then be done and, you know, occasionally stalk their social media. This whole marriage baby mother thing is for the birds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're just intertwined indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll send him a letter with a carrier pigeon.
I wouldn't. Because it sounds like you need your documents.
Dearest Drucifer, I don't know what type of vehicle was purchased in the year 2022. However,
the year of our Lord and Father.
Request the scroll of details.
No, you really need it because we had that same question because Dave bought a truck when I wasn't in town.
All right. I'm going to forward it. I'm just going to forward it.
Yeah.
Right? More. Forward. Drucifer. And then I'm going to put, I just got this from Tax Savers, comma. Do you know which vehicle they're talking about and where I may be able to find the paperwork? Question mark.
Sounds great.
All right, I'll let you all know what he says.
Yeah, it's somebody's like, it might be a scam. It's not a scam. We share accountants. And
yeah,
they ask the same legit question because when you purchase a vehicle, they have to put that on your taxes. I don't know.
Apparently, I let my QuickBooks Online lapse. That was something I was supposed to be paying.
Yeah.
And I didn't. And so now I really F myself in the A with no lube. Because I don't even know what that means. He texts it back. They're talking about the Tahoe. His. Wait, am I paying taxes on that?
Well, it was, you were still married. So you're going to have to ask him. I would say he should be paying that.
He's typing something. It's on a USB drive. Bitch, what?
Yeah.
What in the Da Vinci Code is he talking about? What does that mean? It's on a... Meredith, what does that mean?
He's going to have to tell you, I mean, where that is. I don't know. Is he trying to... is it in like Harry Potter's Sorcerer's
what
Stone?
What is Mark Zuckerberg? This is very much Mission Impossible... Tom Cruise, it's on a USB drive, locked in a safe, deposit box 57 at the International Bank. You will need a welding tool to break into the vault. Just what?
Yeah, he's going to have to figure that out for you. And Dave can help you with the QuickBooks stuff. He can get you back on track there.
It's too early. This is why I don't like going on the computer or my phone. Okay, everyone. I think the problem is I'm gonna venture a guess that homeboy has no clue where on earth this USB drive is. Mm-hmm. I would almost bet the Tahoe on it. Oh God. Can he hear me? Maybe in the nightstand, or I might have it in my desk. I'll check when I get home from work. What nightstand? His old one? It's burned to the ground. So hopefully there was... I'm just kidding. Okay, let's change the subject. This is too much. This is empty. It's a real shame. I'm going to go get a Red Bull. I'll be right back.
Oh, good Lord.
It's that or beer.
Oh,
so
no. Just, Red Bull, you know, it is. Red Bull it is. Red Bull it is. Well, you know, yeah. So I try to remind Tiffany not to worry about a lot of these things because Dave can help her and will happily help her with her QuickBooks and other things like that because he's good at it and I feel like he likes to do it. So I'm going to make sure he gets in touch with her after this podcast.
Janet's back.
No.
Yeah. So if you're wondering why I've got an attitude, it's because I've got Jupiter growing on my lower left butt cheek, and it's impossible to sit. But anyway, just so everybody knows, I know that you're like, Tiffany, what's the big deal? It's just taxes. That's like walking up to a gerbil and saying, it's time to do your geometry homework. the gerbil's going to be like, what is that? That's how I feel. I feel like a gerbil trying to do geometry homework.
Yeah.
It's, I can't, I just, anyway, everything's fine though. It's fine.
When did Janet who, pop out?
Oh gosh, a week ago.
When you were super, kinda super just, stressed.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
No, it's not. That's when that happens. The more stressed your body is, you're going to have those eruptions. Have you been soaking in Epsom salts?
No, I can't.
Oh, okay. How about warm compresses?
No, I haven't done that.
You need to get wet a washcloth, stick it in the microwave for a little bit, slap that on the ass.
Okay.
And then you're going to have to go to a doctor if it won't drain on its own.
Don't say drain this early in the morning.
Well, so here's the thing though. Have you have you ever gone and had the sac that Janet grows out of removed?
Yeah, look, I don't want to talk about my butt boil, okay? I'm
Dr. Pimple Popper. When she takes those out, she takes the sac that they grow out of so that they don't reoccur. So I'm wondering.
Yeah, but it would make, like, I'm already lacking in the butt department, Meredith. If I get my sac removed,
the sac is
it's just going to ruin the rest of it.
No. I think you need to go see an actual, like, dermatologist and have that removed.
I don't want to.
I know you don't want to, but
I only if they're going to put a BBL in there when they're done.
No, you don't want that.
I want it more than I want air to breathe.
Listen,
I want it more than a gerbil wants Richard Gere.
Zanuses? I want it. Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Listen.
Just kidding.
Look at me. Look at the torture that I'm going through with my lip. I am now going to my third lip dermal filler removal appointment after this because they can't get this shit removed because my body has literally encapsulated every bit of the filler and it just looks like Mount Rushmore on my top lip.
I am so sorry that you're experiencing that.
Don't put things in your body. This is what happens. Well, this isn't what happens. Normal people are fine. I have a problem with everything.
I don't see it from here, but...
Are you ready?
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Oh.
It's bad.
Little dots?
Yeah. That's all lip filler.
Yeah, but how often do you make that face?
You can see. Tiffany. Okay.
What?
Stop it.
What happened? I didn't.
You did. You made a gesture.
What's going on?
A blowjob. So that everybody listening can hear. You gestured.
Listen, they could have not. We could have just slid that under the rug, Meredith.
No.
You put a name to it.
Good Lord.
I was at the dentist yesterday.
Mm. How did that go?
Still trying to get these teeth shaved down. Mm. So here's the thing. I don't know if you remember, but they were too see-through the first time. Mm-hmm. You could see the glue through them. So the lady who made them, not the dentist, the lady who makes them in the lab, no offense if you're listening, lady, but allegedly made them overcompensated because she was worried about the translucency, so she made them extra thick. And so I've had like thick chiclet mouth, and I've been so self-conscious about it. So I finally spoke up and I was like, listen, can you please help me? Because I feel, and then I put a side-by-side photo. So they've been shaving them to make them less, and then they're going to bring them in more and bring them up more so that I don't look like a donkey. And I'm very grateful.
I have think to go you back. Look beautiful. I think they look great. Yeah. Thank you. I think your smile is gorgeous. So
it's, thank you. It's the, I agree, but I also would like them to just look more natural.
Great. Keep going until you get exactly what you want.
Yeah. And I asked, I'm like, is there anything I can do to stain them up a little bit? Because again, they were so see-through that they had to bump up the white so that it was more opaque. And they're just, I've always had white teeth, but these are another level. But I'm grateful.
I think
whatever.
Beautiful. But you have to be happy with them.
The dentist is an angel. She's amazing. And so are her helpers. I like to just go in there and hang out with them because they rub my shoulders. Anyway, you have to pay extra, but I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Why does it say the funky one?
I've just been funky.
Like smelling or?
No, not smelling. Just, I don't know if it's that we're coming into the holidays and I'm feeling lots of stress and pressure. I don't know if it's just work stuff or home stuff or all of the above. I just feel like I haven't had a second to breathe and very just bone tired. Like I have not been able to, I feel like, bounce back. And it's exhausting. And I mean, like last weekend, I think we spent 13 hours in the car driving to and from kids, pole vaulting meets, horseback riding competitions. I drove into Clay County 3 times, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's an hour away, hour each way. Then we had to drive to Titusville 2 hours away for pole vaulting. And then I had to get back after all of that and do all the grocery shopping and all the food prep for the week and clean the house and do all of the things. And I just felt like I can't get caught up with anything. And I'm so tired, and I don't know why I'm this tired, because it's just one of those things where I should be able to do it, and I don't know. I can't.
I think maybe that might be part of the problem. You're like the Energizer Bunny, Meredith. Really, you never stop. Even when you're stopped, you're not stopping. Even when you're asleep, your mind is still going. And I am not surprised that it's catching up. It's been 30-something years in the friggin' making, for God's sake. You never get a break. And then if you do get a break, you're like, I have an idea. Let's start a cupcake company from scratch. And then you start planning it. Like, you need a vacation. We need a vacation.
I know. Desperately. Desperately.
Is there anything I can do?
No, and then I thought, I got really excited because people had been talking online about ungifting during the holiday season, meaning you're just spending time with loved ones. You're not buying a bunch of gifts. Everybody's on the same page, blah, 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 blah. So I thought to myself, oh, this would be a great way to not have to put all of this into the holiday on top of saving some money because things are tight and blah, blah, blah. And so I brought it up to the kids and they were like, you're the meanest person we've ever met on the planet. You cannot ungift us, asshole mother. And I was like, no, but you don't see the bright shining lining of this? And they're like, no, we don't. We love Christmas. And I'm like, oh man. And then I was trying to like formulate a text to the family text chain to be like, the Masonies have decided to opt out of giving gifts this year. And every which way I wrote this text, it sounded like I was just a huge asshole. Like, we're not going to buy you anything and please don't get us anything and let's just call it a day. And I couldn't send the text.
Oh, no.
I couldn't send the text because I knew I was going to sound like a complete a-hole. And then I was talking to the kids about it. And of course, Dave was like, ungifting, best idea I've ever had, no problem. But that's because he doesn't buy any gifts. Right?
What? Dave does buy gifts. Maybe not at Christmas time.
Like I do all the shopping for Christmas. Right.
Okay.
I do, I take care of sending out all of the gift baskets and sending out all of the this and all of that and blah, blah, blah. And so.
Yeah. What is that? What are you saying? Who do you send gift baskets to?
Oh my gosh. People that we've worked with throughout the year. I send a gift basket to every one of my siblings, my parents, my in-laws, aunts and uncles. Then I send kids, all of the kids in our family. So my brother has 4. My other brother has 2. My sister-in-law has 1. Is that your elbow? Dear Lord.
Okay, just keep going.
And so
that's
the list is long.
Yeah, that's a very okay. You're just going to it's going to be my crotch. I'm sorry, everyone. Why don't you do what we used to do, Drew's family? We used to do a secret Santa, and you pick a name out of a hat, and then you just spend your money on one person, and everybody gets good gifts.
Yeah. I think what I'm going to try to do politely and find a way to send this text is say, okay, we're going to ungift adults.
Maybe don't call it ungift.
Well, we're going to only give gifts to kids. In a good way to say this. Just kids. I'm going to say, can we just do a just for kids Christmas this year? And make it that. And
then, times are tough.
You know, just things are tight. Can we just do a for kids Christmas? And then because every year for years and years and years, I've always been purchasing it's a lot. I'm one of 4.
And the adults are probably... They're probably going to be relieved also.
I hope.
Like you might not even realize it. You might be opening up like a world of joy for these people.
Yeah, I hope. So I think that's how I'm going to send the text and just be like, we're going to do our best to come and see you guys this holiday season or whatever. But, you know, we're only going to be gifting to the kids, you know, if, you know, please, I hope that's okay. Or I don't know. But I just, because part of me loves to give gifts. I love gifting. Mm-hmm. It's like so much fun to, you know, find things for people and gift. You know, I love to give gifts. But the other part of me is just like, if I could make this quick and easy and sit down and bang this out in 10 minutes, my life would be so much easier and I wouldn't have to stress about it and just kind of go from there, you know, because I have a lot of nieces and nephews, and then my 3 kids, and they did not like the idea of ungifting.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
So, and yeah, we are doing, somebody just asked, we are doing Toys for Tots. I am calling Target this week to try to see which day we're going to do it. We might do it November 22nd, the day before Thanksgiving, or we might wait until the first week of December. I'm going to ask Target, which they would prefer, because they have to shut down like 2 lines for us to do it. So I want them to be prepared. Plus, I have to call the Marines and have them meet us there. So
I'm hold on. It. Back it up.
Retired Marines of an older age demographic.
Okay.
Were you excited? And you were like, I'll come help your charity.
I was about to slap my Santa hat on so fast. What Marines are we calling?
Well,
let's call them.
Yeah, but they're mostly retired older Marines who come and they pick the toys up. They bring their
it's really sweet.
U-Haul trailer, and then we just fill it with bikes and scooters and toys and everything for them to give the Toys for Tots. But
you're a good person.
They're older, so. There's that. But yeah, no, we will be doing Toys for Tots. For those of you who have been holding on to your star money, because I always go into Target and we put the stars on because I don't do stars normally. And so people love to give because I match every star that comes in. So
that's so amazing, Meredith. You're a really good person.
Well, thank you. But
I'm serious. Like that's a lot to do.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it, but it is a lot. I mean, and I know the payoff. I get it. Like, trust me, love to give. I love to give back. I love to be a good person, a philanthropist, if you will. Mm. But when you're already drowning, the idea of having to organize a whole ass Toys for Tots, just in the sentence that you said, I have to call Target and I have to call the Marines and I have to get the trail. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I would have a mental breakdown. Although they say the best way to feel better is to do something for other people. So yeah, maybe that's going to be the best part of the holiday.
It always is. Because then I know that kids are going to wake up and it won't be empty under the tree.
And how can I help? I mean, not that I'm trying to ride your coattails into being a good person, but is there anything I can do to help you specifically?
I will, for Toys for Tots?
Yeah, I don't know. For your thing. Like, you want me to, I like, match stars and give you money, or?
You could come and help me shop. It's a blast. You get a huge endorphin rush. You could go live on your page and it's at Target.
Okay, then I'm in.
And you could come and you could get on your live and we could get those stars in there and we could, oh my gosh, could you imagine? We could double, if not triple.
Are the kids off school?
Well, that's why I'm trying to do the 22nd, because I want Matias, Sophia, and Brian to be there to help shop. It's Thanksgiving though. So
parenting schedule.
Yeah, so if you are doing...
He's got the kids on the 22nd. Oh, but, I mean, he's going to obviously have the kids on Thanksgiving because it's his family that does Thanksgiving. So we'll figure it out.
But I mean, separate. Like I told you, if you you're welcome to come here and spend Thanksgiving with us and then go home the following day to get your kids. But I know that would be hard for you if you're planning to be there for Thanksgiving with your kids.
Well, thank you. I think I'm going to start my own Thanksgiving tradition, because I was talking about this last night, so I apologize if you were on the Patreon Zoom, but Drew's family, every holiday ever was spent at Drew's family's house. Also, I'm really sorry to just keep talking about this dude all the time. It's just really relevant in my life right now, but there's going to come a point where I'm talking about my hot new Marine person, so just bear with me. But all of the holidays were at his family's house. Because I don't have, you know, whatever, family. So, but I was like, dude, I can start my own like Thanksgiving breakfast tradition, mm-hmm, where we like get dressed up and take a picnic to the beach or just something really weird that we do every single year. Since I can't necessarily provide them with a giant Thanksgiving feast, I could have my own kind of Thanksgiving. And then one day they'll grow up and be like, even though my mom didn't have family, she still dressed us up like leprechauns and we ate bagels under the bridge. You know what I mean? Whatever the tradition is.
I think that's great. So yeah, you should totally do that.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yeah, so that's what I think I'm going to do. I think it'll make me feel good, too.
Yeah,
why not? To start my own tradition.
I think you should. I mean, and I can call and see if you want to come. I could move it to the beginning of December if you had a break and a weekend that you had the kids. We could make it work.
Move the whole thing.
I don't have it set in stone. That's what I'm saying.
So are your kids going to be there the 20th and the 21st or no?
Of what?
Oh. The 22nd is the day that I'm cleared to get it in if I want.
Oh, my.
Which I won't, but I'm just saying it's on my calendar.
Good job.
Wayne and the B.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm just kidding. Happy Thanksgiving, Toys for Tots. So we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I would love to be a part of it.
We'll
if
look
possible.
At the beginning of December.
Cleared for the Marines, somebody said.
Cleared for the Marines. They're going to be marching in.
One by one.
One by one. Oh, good Lord.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I told you that I learned that I can't be intimate unless I have feelings for somebody.
Oh.
That's a thing that I think I have. I mean, I haven't ever tried because I've always been wasted. And then ever since I've been sober, I've been with one person, but I can't imagine being sober and being with like a one night stand or a stranger. I just can't picture it. So I think I might need to develop feelings for someone before I let them enter the Batcave. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's smart.
It's a sacred ground.
Mm. I agree.
Anyway, back to Toys for Tots.
Yeah, I hope.
Toys for Twa.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Too soon. Sorry.
It was such a nice conversation about giving and philanthropy in it.
I know. I'm really sorry. I'm so sorry. But then you included me, and then I was looking at my calendar, and I've got some exciting things coming up or going down. Mm. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Oh, my God.
The camera just keeps – it's like a heat-seeking missile for your vajay. The camera keeps dropping and pointing directly at Tiffany's vajay. And I don't know if she's planning it because she's like, somebody on this live –
I swear.
It's going to be ready for a piece of this pie.
Come November 22nd.
Come November
22nd. Mark your calendars.
Good Lord.
I don't, it doesn't, my webcam doesn't attach to anything.
It's attaching to that V.
Hey.
Jeez Louise.
It's very cold today in Florida.
Yeah, it's chilly. We are definitely joining the rest of the United States with the chilly weather. I've been watching people already having blizzards. And it's like we just had Halloween.
Yeah.
They were in snowsuits on Halloween. I was like, ugh.
Yeah. Isn't that so weird? The thing is like everybody's putting the temperature. Jeez Louise.
Mm-hmm.
Like my kids are wearing shorts today, dude. And like just t-shirts. Because yesterday it was 142 degrees. And now this morning it's an Arctic tundra. And you just don't know in Florida.
Well, it's 60. Let's define Arctic tundra. Because I'm with you. I'm still in my bathrobe. I have socks on. I'm covered up. But it's only 60 in Florida. And people are like, it's -7. And we're like, ooh, brr, 60 degrees.
It was chilly with the wind.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm with you.
And the sun wasn't up.
I took Ruth for a run yesterday. And I had a hat, mittens. And people are looking at me and they're like, what's wrong with that bitch?
Nerd.
And we loved it. Ruth and I loved it. So, yeah.
That's what I miss about touring is like going to the different towns and seeing all the different weathers.
All the different weathers, plural.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there'd be snow. Did we see snow on tour?
Yeah. It snowed on us.
We never played in it.
No, we didn't. Didn't have time.
That was stupid.
No, but Matthias and Dave are going on a college visit tonight down to Miami because they have a tour with FIU. And then next week they're flying to Pennsylvania and Ohio. So they should see snow next week on their visits, their school visits.
Wait, is that something that you have to do with your kids is fly all over and tour places?
I think it's mostly if your kid wants to go out of state or is an athlete and they're being recruited by other schools. So he has some official visits. So he's going to Pennsylvania and Ohio to look at two more schools and then FIU.
Do the recruiters pay for that?
Depends. Sometimes if it's an official visit.
Personal?
No, it just depends. If it's an official visit, then they will. He has an official visit at FIU, but it's in state, so they're driving.
They're driving to Miami?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, You're letting Dave go to Miami?
Yeah.
Without you?
Go. Have fun. Hell no.
I'd put GPS on his eyeballs.
Nah, I don't care. I have to clean the house. I have things I have to do.
That's so funny.
He can go. I hope they have a good time. I hope they get to... I really hope he likes it because I'd love to keep him in state. And if it has to be Miami, yeah, great. Like, let it be Miami. It's a 5-hour drive. I'd rather be 5 hours away from him by car than have to take 2 planes.
How is Miami 4 hours south of me?
Well, you have to have to go down and across. It's a straight shot from us. Down the East Coast. You have to go down the West Coast and then all the way across to the East Coast down south.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. So anyway, it's they leave tonight and then I have a bunch of crap I have to get done and then I have to clean the house and get ready because we're doing an open house on Saturday. What?
I'm sorry. You're wondering why you're dead inside, why you've been in a funk. Are you trying to sell your home?
Yeah, in the middle of everything else, yeah.
What? How do you casually leave that out?
I haven't really been talking about it because it's just people are always, they always want to know what's going on and blah, blah, blah. And I haven't had the energy, but I don't really care anymore. We've been trying
to sell it. So don't let it leave this.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. We've been trying to sell because we've realized a couple of different things. Number one, the house is too big. We don't need all the space. I hate having it upstairs. Number two, Matthias leaving is, you know, yeah, he's going to come back, I hope, for visits, but we don't need 4 bedrooms and a formal dining room and a formal living room. Like, it's stupid. Like, the whole thing is stupid. We bought the house 3 years ago, and I didn't put into mind that my kids were going to leave, and I have... I mean, it takes me 3 hours to clean this stupid ass house. Like, I don't need this much space. So, you know, I was like, I'd really like a 1-story smaller house that's easier to clean and maintain, and I have less to do. And we're trying to sell
it. I mean, that I would too, but like pricing wise.
Well, the interest rates are high, but that's why we're going to just leave it up until interest rates fall or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like we have to move or it's a rush that we move, but we know that we'd like to be in a smaller home with less maintenance and less to do. So it'll sit up as long as it sits up to take to sell. But anytime there's a showing, I have to clean the house really fast before people can come in. If we want to do an open house because there's other open houses in the neighborhood, I have to clean and leave and take the dog with me. And, you know, so Saturday morning, Sophia has horseback anyway, so I'll make sure the house is clean Friday night. I'll take her to horseback Saturday morning, take the dog with me, go make sure I'm out of the house for a few hours, da-da-da-da-da, and then boom. Open house should be done, and then I'll come back. Then I'll go to the grocery store, do all of the things, blah, 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 you know.
I almost fell asleep just listening to you.
I know. It's a lot. We can't buy a house closer to Matthias's school, college, because number one, I don't know where he's going. And number two, we have local businesses. Like, we're tied here now. We've got the laundromat. We're halfway through with the apartment building. We have a pool company. Like, I can't go anywhere.
Mm.
You know, I mean, I don't want to either. I like it here. But
yeah, your plate is full, Meredith.
Yeah, I think this is the most full. I told Dave when we were sitting out handing out candy on Halloween, I was like, this is the most tired I've ever been in my life. I've never felt this exhausted and worn out. And part of it, too, is I've just been battling. It feels like my body. I'm fighting my body and my body isn't doing the things that I want it to do. So I'm tired. My eczema is flaring. My fucking ovaries hurt. I had to push my surgery to January because we hadn't reached enough of the deductible and it's so expensive that I have to put the surgery on a payment plan. And so Dave's like, move it to January because There's no reason to have an expensive surgery at the end of the year because your deductible is going to start over. So if they're willing to do a payment plan, we have to do it in January. And I just want these ovaries out because they hurt all the time. And so I'm just fighting my body, and my body is being rude. You know, like everything is like my, it feels like my body is falling apart. And I'm sure that's just exhaustion and stress and everything else compounding. But like, I know, and Dave's like, you just need to figure out how to relax. And I was like, well, if I could do that, I would be a relaxed person, wouldn't I? You fucking idiot.
And then you stabbed him.
Well, yeah. I think part of it too is that I am, we haven't been communicating well because we've both been stressed out. And so when both of you are stressed out, it's just a constant fight. So we've been fighting nonstop, and it's not even been arguments that we like that we're upset with each other. We're just so stressed out and frustrated with life that we end up fighting.
Right. I totally get it.
So that's where I'm at with that. So, and it's like, yeah. And I know, I hate, somebody's like, you hate slowing down. I know, me too. And I'm like, yeah, it's, but it's more of like, I don't know. I'm just, I have that compulsion. It's a compulsion. I have a compulsion to do. And it's, you know, it's been tough. Even Jebba was like, listen, let's go to Dollywood. I'll take you to go see Dolly Parton. I think her theme park is open. And I was like, Jebba, we cannot go to Dollywood right now. Number one, it's way too fucking cold to go to Dollywood and be outside. I love you. Number two, if I'm picking a place to vacay, I don't think it's going to be Dollywood right now. I want a place in the middle of the ocean on some remote desert, like, or on some remote island where there's just half naked men bringing me drinks. That would be a vacay.
If you do decide to do that, I like, no offense, Jebba, but I'm just saying, like, take me.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we could all figure this out, right?
Jebba could come too, because you'll need a drinking partner. I'm just going to be staring with binoculars, sober, watching the men.
Yeah, I feel like we could figure it out.
It's just, it's a crappy season for you, and I'm sorry. It was supposed to be a more chill season because you quit the tour so that you could be home, but it turns out when you're home, you don't know how to not just keep throwing shit in your bag.
Mm-mm.
And so
no,
hopefully after the holidays, it slows the F down.
Yeah, and I know that it will. I know it will. And I know that all of the, and the best, the, like what I've learned as I've aged in terms of insightfulness about the situation, I know every other person is going through the same thing. I don't think I'm special for being this tired or worn out or whatever to or having these things to do. I'm not. Everybody feels this way. Everybody has, you know, a load of shit on their shoulders. And I get that. So I don't feel special, but
it doesn't mean that your load is any lighter. Just
no,
other people
I just,
are bearing
I similar. Know that I'm not solo in having this feeling. And that kind of does make me feel better because it's like, all right, pretty much everybody is kind of drudging through or, you know, this right now, especially this season, especially coming into the holiday season and all this. But sometimes you just are like, can I have 5 fucking minutes where I'm not so stressed that it feels like my eyeballs are going to pop out and I want to scream? And that's like, that's the tough part, is trying to figure out how to dial it back just a bit to find a smidgen of sanity. And that's
it's in those little moments. It's in those little moments that most times we gloss over because we're too busy obsessing about what comes next. I've been doing that a lot lately. I'll be sitting on the couch with the kids and I'll be thinking, okay, I got to get up and do this. And then I'm like, wait, this is one of those moments where I just have to be present. This is a moment of peace with the people I love. I have to recognize and acknowledge this moment and lock it in, because otherwise it's going to pass by and I'm going to be looking back like, where the F were all my moments? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
And so it is like handing out candy with Dave. That was a moment.
Yeah. And it was nice. It was our first Halloween that we sat there and the kids did not want us to participate in any way, shape or form. So I sat in the driveway and handed out candy. And it was nice. I got to see the little kids in their costumes, and I spoke to the neighbors, and the dog sat with me, and Dave sat with me, and it was nice. And so, you know, it was a good Halloween. And then I came in and made sure everybody ate because nobody ate dinner before they left. And then I sat and watched Gordon Ramsay on the TV, and it was nice, you know. But it's somebody's telling me to go hug a tree. I agree. I should find a tree to hug.
They like say as a joke or
no, seriously. No. They say that you can take the bad energy that's in you, the stressful energy in you, and you can transfer it to a tree because trees are so strong they can absorb it and it doesn't harm them. So it's a transfer of energy and it connects you back to nature.
That's really cute.
Yeah. So you could tree hug. So
I love that.
But yeah. So anyway, nothing. People were emailing. They're like, we haven't seen you in 2 days on the internet. Are you okay? And I always appreciate when people reach out. And so I did a story last night that I was like, I'm fine. I'm just in one of those funky, nasty places. I'm trying to get out of my own way because I know that's where I am. I'm in my own way. Don't worry. I'm around. I'm okay. I'm a Debbie Downer right now. So I don't want a Debbie Down on you. Like, I'm trying to stay off of Facebook Lives because I don't want to be sitting there just bitching and moaning and complaining about every little thing because that's where I'm at. I'm in Debbie Downer mode.
I get it, dude.
So that's, you know, and I didn't want to spread that because that's not what I want to spread. And I did. I said it's like a disease. I don't want to share this with anybody. I don't want to spread it with you.
Well, I get that. And if it feels right not to go live, then don't go live. But also, I think your audience wants the good and the bad.
No, I know.
And I think they want to.
I mean, let's be honest. I complain 24 hours a day. Oh, shit.
What is that? I didn't want to say it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Who is it? Oh, don't you have a call?
I do at 10:30. But that wasn't my call. That came through on Dave's computer. I hung up. I don't know.
Really quick. I just have a confession.
Okay.
We had to flee on Halloween. As soon as I got the kids dressed, mm-hmm. we were the first ones out in the neighborhood trick-or-treating because I had to get as far away from my house as possible because I forgot to buy candy this year.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't want anyone to know that that's where I lived. I didn't want anyone to walk up and be like, twick-o-tweet, and maybe like, sorry, we're out of candy. And they're like, it's 6 p.m. So I made the kids run. And they were like, Mom, why would you do this to us? I'm like, just keep running. Shut your mouths.
That's
yeah, it was really embarrassing.
I bought too much candy. I had the opposite problem. No, because then I was like, I don't want this back in the house. So I was just shoving piles of it into the last trick-or-treater's bag. And I was like, here, just take. I was like, I don't want this back in my house. And then some of it was still in the bowl. And then the kids dumped all of theirs in. And what did I do? I must have had 37 Snickers, 15 Reese's Cups. And then I was like, I have a stomach ache. And Dave's like, really? Do you? Because I saw you eat about 10 pounds of candy. And I was like, this is why I didn't want it in the house. Damn it. And I did. I ate
That's
it all.
That's so funny. Yeah, I – it was really awkward. and then – whatever. Anyway.
That's funny. Well, I'm glad you got to trick-or-treat with your kids. And
me too.
Get a little bit of time there, and that's good. And I implore mm-hmm. you to sit and think about what you want your Thanksgiving tradition to be, because I think that that's a really smart idea and something that you can do each and every year, and the kids will love it and will want to do it, and they'll look forward to it. And then odds are they'll continue to do it with their own families. So I think that that's good, a good idea.
Cute. Okay. Yeah.
So. All right, guys. I do have a call that I have to go take. But
all right. Well, make sure to join us next week for another episode of Take It
or Leave It, an advice-ish podcast hosted by two struggling moms who have no idea
what we're doing.
And we'll see you next week.
Love you.
Oh, wow. Okay, guys. Bye.
Bye.